And Morgan, a spiralling kick. He'll find the space as well. It sits up. Pressure here on Smith. Asiata comes up with it. Here's Martin. Back on the inside. A yawning gap for Cohen Hess. They go quickly. Morgan! Michael Morgan! He scores for North Queensland.
Well, they keep fighting, don't they, the Cowboys? It's been a couple of months since they've had a couple of big-name players, so they're used to the structure. They're used to running out without Jonathan Thurston, and it is brilliant to watch them. Kevvy Walters, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, Lats, you're 100% right there, mate. It's been a terrific turnaround for the Cowboys. They lost their last three games, I think it was, or maybe even their last four games going into the finals. So they fell in there, mate, not on default, because they earned their right to be into the finals, but they've been very good. They've been probably one of the most impressive teams throughout the final series, you know, playing that style of football that does win the bigger end of season games. They've grabbed the opportunity, haven't they?
Yeah, look, and I suppose with the Eels' breakaway tries, Kevvy, you know, it wasn't like there was defensive mistakes on their line.
No. Brad Radra's try, well, that was absolutely magic from him, and then the other runaway from Will Smith. So, and, you know, at halftime, obviously the match was, you know, in the balance, and whoever came out in the second half and did those little things right, you know, you've got to get your ball control right, you've got to get your defence right, and they just fell apart, the Eels. And the Cowboys got everything right in the second half, and they thoroughly deserved the victory. The Eels will get plenty out of that game, though. It's been a long time since they've played finals football, and the Cowboys really showed to them and demonstrated how you win these bigger end-of-season games. So they'll get plenty out of it, the Eels. They've had a good season as well. Of course, they were without a couple too, weren't they, of their stars. So if they were playing, that obviously would have helped their attack, because they just couldn't sort of get anything going in that area.
Yeah, no French, no Gutherson. Both those guys have been outstanding for Parramatta, but Matt Scott and Jonathan Thurston are pretty good names. Mate, I want to get an insight, if I can, about Paul Green from you.
Yep.
Because many people would say, look, I really like Green. He was a good bloke as a player. He's been good as a coach as well. But, you know, Thurston, Scott, you know, anyone could coach that side. Well, now Paul Green's proving he just gets the best out of, and that's a coach's job, isn't it, Kevvy? Getting the best out of what you've got, and he's doing that.
Yeah, he's doing it in spades. Terrific effort. Again, they just look like they are a well-coached side, the Cowboys. Everyone looks to know their role within the team, and they're also playing for each other, which indicates to me that they've got a good spirit amongst them all, which, again, starts with the coach. He's got to set the standards there with all of that. So, yeah, they've done a terrific job. They have the bonus for Paul Green, I guess, and if you want to call it a bonus, it's not really, but they have been without Thurston and Scott for some time now. So that does give you some time to adjust. You know, and having Thurston, I know with my experiences with Jonathan through the Origin series, he only played the one game this year, but was around the team and around certainly myself on game day, a massive help and influence, you know, up in the coach's box. And that'll be the case for Paul Green as well. I know that he's doing a lot of work with Michael Morgan. We've seen the transformation of his game. He was the left centre for Queensland in Origin 3, and now he's steering the Cowboys around in the number 7 jumper and doing a job that Thurston himself would be extremely proud of.
Well, the other Queensland team, you're both in there. So the Broncos have knocked out the Panthers. They'll take on the Storm down there, which is a hard task. Finally, they don't have Suncorp, I suppose. But, mate, do you get the sense the Bronx are just hanging in there, or, you know, the 13-6 is, you know, you've just got to get the win, don't you, Kevvy?
That's right. You've got to scrap your way through. Preliminary final is a big, you know, that's where you want to get to. One game away from the, well, you want to get to the grand final, obviously, but if you can get to that stage, you're having a good season. And, you know, that's where the Broncos have put themselves in a position now without playing all that greater football. They have, you know, some injuries have rocked their last month of football, to be fair to them, with Darius Boyd, you know, not being available, and a couple of others, you know, that have been in the team and mainstays in the team. So, you know, I guess they give themselves a chance. And if there is one team that can go to Melbourne and upset the way the Storm play, it is Brisbane with their unorthodox style of football. I'll call it that, because they play a fast type of game through their halves, you know, with Nick Arima and Hunt. Certainly, and Milford really challenging the defensive line. It's not like other teams use their big men to to try and cause some damage. Well, they don't do that. They just go through their little guys, and it's quite a different style of football and hard to defend if you haven't got your mindset right. So it'll be an interesting one, that one. I expect the Storm to be very good at home, but they'll need to be because Brisbane will go there full of confidence.
Kevy, want an honest opinion here, mate, if we can. Look, that incident where Corey Oates, sickening incident, Corey Oates KO'd by his own player, Anthony Milford, and I'm not saying Penrith should have won this game whatsoever. I think the better team on the night still won. Loose ball, picked up, Panthers racing away to score, play call back, play stopped, try cost.
Yeah.
What? Initially, I'll tell you what, I thought it was play on initially, and probably still do, unless referees do this consistently. What was your thought?
Now, my first thoughts were for player welfare, I've got to say. I wasn't live at the game, I was in the Fox studios watching, and I could hear the impact come through through the TV as such. So I thought it was a smart decision from the referee to stop play immediately. I think player welfare is the first and foremost, and the referee has the option to do that if he feels that there is an emergency as such. So and judging what he saw, I've got no problem with him stopping the game.
Yeah.
And that was in the 10th minute, I think, or the 12th minute of the game. So, the Panthers had plenty of time to get themselves back
absolutely.
In the game.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So. I was just wondering whether, are we going to see more of this now?
Well, it's rare to see a guy bone crushed, it was his own player, but in that situation, TK. But I suppose, Kevy,
I don't have an issue with it.
Each sport have an etiquette or an ethic that they should sort of stick to, and has that been inconsistent, do you think, Kevy, that situation in your game?
I think so, certainly. Through what I've seen, the last 10 years or so, I mean, that was a rare incident, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one like that for some time where a player does really get...
By his own player, Kevy.
Yeah, by his own player. Yeah, Corey Oates ran into the wrong hole, basically, and paid a heavy price for it. I'm not sure if he will be available this week. Wayne Bennett said after the game, at the press conference, that they believe that he could be available, but he'll have to get through some of those head tests to make himself available, to play against the Storm. It would be a big loss for the Broncos if Corey Oates wasn't there, but Meade had a terrific game in his absence, so they will lose some, but not too much. I'd expect Oates. I'm not sure, actually, whether he's going to play or not. It was a heavy collision, and he left the field. He couldn't walk off. He had to actually leave on the ambulance. So, we'll see how that all goes. But I'm more than comfortable with what the referee did. I'm sure Anthony Griffin and all the Penrith players were of the same opinion in the post-game.
I thought Benji had a good game.
Well, he was good, but in patches again. I think Benji has added a bit of stability to the Broncos in their halves, certainly with his experience at that level. Some of his kicks and that were genius. So it's a tough decision. Again, Darius Boyd expected to play this week. So someone's going to have to miss out, either Nikarima or probably Marshall. Well, not so much miss out, but go on to that interstate.
Well, who does, mate?
I'd say Benji might be the one to miss out, I'd say, and go on to the interchange. I think Nikarima and Anthony Milford have had 11 games together this season, and they've won 10 of them in the half. So that's a pretty good strike rate, and you need a good strike rate heading to Melbourne up against the Storm. So, yeah, as I say, I think those two can worry Melbourne a little bit more. I know that they don't get the balance right with their end of sets, with their kicking game and the like, but I just think from an attacking point of view, those two can really create some havoc, given a fair amount of possession.
Mate, can I get two tips for you? I'll lock you down. I know it's early in the week and we're not too sure, but Melbourne, $1.28 up against the Broncos, $3.75, but there is news that Darius Boyd will play.
Yeah.
Quick tip.
Certainly, if Darius plays, that's going to be a huge lift for the Broncos. I think they can win. I think they can beat Melbourne, but I'm not writing them off as such, but I think Melbourne just at home are going to be a tough one to crack. If they perform at the level that they can perform, they're going to be very hard to beat, not only this week, but also into the Premiership. But no one's there yet, so I'll give them every chance, the Broncos, but I just think Melbourne is probably the toughest away trip of anywhere.
And I reckon the odds aren't quite right here. $1.33, the Roosters, mate. Hot favourites against the Cowboys, $3.40. At those odds, who do you want to be on?
Cowboys, you can only be 50, TK, and I'll put 50 on the Cows on that one.
We'll have 50 each on them.
Look, I'm not sure why they've come up with that, to be honest. I know the Roosters, they've been they finished second, didn't they, on the ladder, and they've been a dominant side this year. But recent form from the Cowboys indicates they're a lot better team than sitting in eighth position, aren't they? So if they can replicate what they did on the weekend, I know it's a step up in class again for the Cowboys, and the Roosters deserve to be favourites, but I think those odds are a little bit, that's pretty good odds for the, you know, for the Cowboys. If you're an each way punter, you might get a bit of that, I reckon.
And Kevy, finally, mate, we had a bit of fun with the whole travel, Townsville, and what it means. TK said, oh, you know, they're jet lagged. How hard is it?
No, I think it's, and I think it's arduous.
Do they get used to it, or does it affect things?
No, well, if you saw some of the vision on television last night, there was thousands of people at the airport to greet the Cowboys when they returned from their flight from Sydney, you know, on Sunday. So, I think they get used to it. You know, you want to be playing this time of the year, and if you've got to get on a flight and go and play somewhere, I reckon you really enjoy the fact that you're still alive in this competition. And, you know, they do it every second week, the Cowboys. They just, you could see after the game, even on some of the vision on the television, I saw them cracking a beer in the dressing room. Like, they're nice and relaxed, and they're ready to go, the Cowboys.
I like that.
The Roosters will need to get their game right this week. They've been a little bit inconsistent, so if they don't get their game right, the Cowboys will beat them.
Good on you, Kevy. We thank you, mate. Have a great week.
Will do.
See you next week, boys. Kevin Walters.